Starburns Audio, a podcast network.
Hey, what's up, you filthy, filthy nerds? It's JMS. I'm recording a comedy album live in Indianapolis and St. Louis, and I would love for podcast fans to be in the audience. So if you live in Indianapolis, I will be there Tuesday, June 15th. St. Louis, I'm coming Wednesday, June 16th. We're doing live comedy. It will be at the Helium Comedy Club in each of those cities because it's a lovely comedy chain that's got clubs all over the country, and I will be at those two, and I would love to have you there. So if you haven't gotten your tickets already, head over to the Helium Comedy Club websites or my website, jmscomedy.com/shows, and make sure you come up to me after the show and let me know you're a fan of the podcast. I always love meeting you guys. Can't wait to see you there. Now enjoy this episode. Hello!
And welcome to...
Two...
Filthy...
Nerds!
Because we're filthy.
And we're nerds.
And there's two of us.
There's two of us. There's two of us. And we're talking about Thor.
Oh, hot.
And if you were, or you're listening to this in your earphones, it's too late for you to join our live chat. If you're watching on YouTube right now, because we go live on YouTube every week now, you could be in the front row at patreon.com/twofilthynerds. That's the chat we're reading. We've got a secret chat. It's not on YouTube. It's only through Patreon. Get on over there. Support the podcast. Join a cool crew of filthy nerds.
Yeah.
And
talk shit to us. Give us factoids. Whatever sort of participating you want to do.
Absolutely. Or just sit there quietly watching from closer up somehow without all the fun background effects. Because we go on break and we start new videos on YouTube. But the whole time, we're here with the chat. Mm-hmm. Anyway, you're most likely listening to this because that's where we get the majority of our downloads. And if you have not already, please leave us a rating and a review on iTunes.
Yeah, why are subscribe. You not doing that? We've asked you dozens of times already.
Just fucking get to it.
And spread the word. Don't just make Two Filthy Nerds your thing. Make it everyone's thing.
We want to be everyone's dirty secret, you know?
Yeah.
Speaking of dirty secrets, I don't have a good transition for that.
Speaking of dirty secrets, Thor,
oh.
Loki, very much a secret.
Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely. And also, by the time you're hearing this, if you're not watching live, that has already come out. Hope you're watching the Loki series. I'm excited to see it. I'm excited that Owen Wilson is playing a character in it. That's going to be fun.
Yeah.
Whoa. Yeah, I told, I'm on tour right now with Melissa Villaseñor, and I was like, did you know? Because I was like, oh no, Owen Wilson's trending. I thought he died. And then I was like, oh, thank God.
Oh my God. Whoa. Maybe he'll come on SNL. I mean, they're off right now, but.
Again. Yeah, yeah. I mean, that'd be fucking rad. Here is a little secret since we started talking about secrets. Do you know who the part for Thor came down to? The two actors?
Hemsworth and another guy.
It was Chris Hemsworth and it was Liam Hemsworth. It was
between two brothers.
Oh. Which is just fucking hilarious. They're both
doing just fine.
Yeah, both destined to be superhero.
Both destined to be material that I jerk off to.
That's, I mean, absolutely. What is that? Liam Hemsworth, he's in the Hunger Games too. So like they all, it worked out for everybody.
Yeah, everybody's truly killing it.
Oh, and since we started this whole podcast on a Harry Potter note, did you know that there's a tie to Harry Potter with this movie?
No, I'm trying to remember who. Oh, Eric Selvig. Nope.
Wait, what?
I don't know who. The guy who played...
You just said someone, you're like, was probably a Harry Potter character.
The Frost Giants remind me a lot of Game of Thrones.
Which somehow reminds you of Harry Potter because there's castles. I get it. It's all a sort of...
Okay, so what's the connection to Harry Potter?
Thor was directed by Sir Kenneth Branagh, who played Gilderoy Lockhart in the second Harry Potter.
Oh,
nice. It was directed by him, which I didn't catch this. I chatted with our producer, Sam, a little bit before I rewatched the movie. Kenneth Branagh was a big Shakespeare guy, and that's why they brought him on, because Thor is sort of this like old lore, and they wanted to sort of have that
a Shakespearean touch,
which Sam picked up on. I guess I just don't pick up on subtle things, but anyway, kind of a cool thing.
I think you pick up on subtle things. It's just that Sam is a Shakespeare nerd, and he's gonna pick up on Shakespeare shit.
Oh yeah, aren't you kind of into Shakespeare too?
I mean, not nearly as much as Sean. Not nearly as much as Sam, but yeah, I enjoyed Shakespeare. You know, there's the whole idea of a Shakespearean tragedy. You know,
I mean,
the whole idea of a brother, you know, a father banishing a brother. You know, that's very, you know, King Lear banished one of his daughters. You know, it's like,
so you are a Shakespeare dork.
I'm a Shakespeare dork.
I remember when you were dating some guy and I heard you talking on the phone with him about Shakespeare. And I was like, it's like, I don't even know her.
Hilarious.
Who is this woman? Listen, no dick is worth getting into Shakespeare for.
By the way, I don't even think I was necessarily. Oh, no, I was talking about Hamlet with him. Yeah. Hamlet's the kind of, I think Romeo and Juliet is kind of the number one Shakespearean tragedy. And then number two is Hamlet. All right, whatever. So anyway, let's kick this off. This kicks off. We're in the middle. There's like, we basically are seeing these storm chasers. We don't know who they are just yet.
No, it's a fun Kat Dennings. That was fun.
Like Kat Dennings. I was like, why is she here? And then I love when she uses the line where like, this is not worth 6 college credits. So immediately I'm like, oh, she's an, I haven't seen.
She's
this
an
movie.
Intern. Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, and she's doing a college internship, but who is Natalie Portman? And who is, I don't know the actor who plays Eric Selvig, but
they're like, it's made clear that they're astrophysicists, and for some reason she's like storm chasing. Fun fact, actually, Kenneth Branagh, to circle back, played Hamlet, so that's okay. Fun. Back to the movie. There's some sort of
some electrical coming through the, yeah, something breaks through, and they're like, drive, drive, and they're like driving chaotically.
It reminded me of Twister. Did you ever see Twister?
Yeah, 1000% reminded me of Twister. It was the most, that's why I thought it was like a storm chasing scene. I'm like, oh, they're chasing a tornado. But then they're really crazy, creating some like light phenomenon in the sky.
Yeah, they don't know what's coming through the sky. So they're like getting these like energy fields. And she's making, I forgot Kat Dennings' character's name, but like
Darcy.
Drive straight into it. Darcy, yeah. That's right. And she's like, as you said, she's like, this isn't worth it. And Natalie is like jerking the wheel, trying to like get her to stay on course toward the thing. And all of a sudden they fucking
hit a dude,
hit a man. Like, and then, what the fuck?
And then we see his body, like semi-unconscious, hot, big. We know who he is, but anywho.
But so yeah, because it's Thor.
And then we cut away to the story behind Thor, and we kind of get into the lore of Thor.
The lore of Thor. Law of Thaw.
There's Odin, who is Daddy. Daddy.
Yeah,
is
who's played by
Anthony
Hopkins,
who is like the biggest Shakespeare person ever.
And this is a couple of fun facts about Odin. Stan Lee actually like really wanted to play Odin, but he was really happy with the casting, and the part was originally offered to Mel Gibson, who turned it down, which was probably the last part he was offered in Hollywood.
Someone in our chat just said Hopkins trained under Laurence Olivier and also
Olivier.
And then, how dare you? I get everything wrong. And then Anthony Hopkins played King Lear.
So there's so much Shakespeare overlap here, a little inbreeding of Shakespeare. Mm-hmm. But we meet them, and what's going on is it seems to be that there's a ceremony about to name Thor the heir to Asgard's throne. So he's about to take over for his very old father.
But first Odin describes there was a war in the past that was between the Asgardians, which is what Thor and, you know, that's the world he's from. And then these frost giants, which are very Game of Thrones. Like, I was like,
White Walkers.
Game of Thrones right now. And they had stolen this like light casket. They kept calling it the casket, which I don't completely understand what it does.
I still don't understand why it's called a casket. There's obviously casket means two things, but I hear casket and I think one thing. Sweet, sweet death. Yes.
Yes. Let me in. She is just wet as always for it.
Just squirt, squirt. Kill me.
And
yeah,
so we establish that, you know, he says that Odin is talking to Thor as a child with Loki, and he's like, hey, listen, you guys, only one of you can be king one day.
Yeah, like, both of you are amazing, but only one person can be king. And, you know, he sets up the story of, like, the frost. You get this idea that the frost giants were these very negative, trying to, like, conquer people. And by stealing their casket, peace was sort of
created,
established.
Don't totally understand.
So we cut to from him going, only one of you can be king. We cut to, you know, what seems to be modern day Asgard, pretty much.
And it's basically Thor is ascending to the throne of king.
Yeah, and it's a whole thing. But before he actually gets announced as king,
three frost giants had infiltrated into that room, the secure room where the casket is kept. And there's this
they're thing just about that, to take it.
And there's this thing that comes out from behind the wall, like this wall kind of melts down. And there's this thing called the Destroyer. And he basically just like throws a hammer or something down and the whole room just blows up. So he kills these ice giants.
Or, yeah. And it's like
frost giants.
And it's like Odin from across this. I don't know if it's a planet. I don't know if it's the same building. He like senses it and just does like a click. And then this fucking like,
oh, and
giant.
He was about to basically knight his son or king his son. And he was like, I now pronounce you. Wait a minute. Something's going on. And then like the whole ceremony ends.
Terrible
and he was
timing.
Never pronounced king. That reminded me of the Princess Bride.
Yeah.
But you never said I do. You never said I do. Yes, I did. There was a ceremony. We had it. He's like, but you never said I do. Unless it's not official until you say I do.
I forgot about that scene. That's like a great, like, that's a fun parallel. Mm-hmm. Well, this is what happens is like, this is sort of setting the scene for like what is going to inevitably come sort of the overarching conflict, the sort of like, you know, headbutting of the movie. But, you know, oh, the casket's safe. But there's this disagreement of, you know, we see Odin and Thor and Loki around the casket and were they around the casket?
Yeah,
or
they were arguing in that room.
And Thor is
we
very
need to go teach
like,
them a fucking lesson. And the dad's like, yo, stop being a fucking warmonger. It's fine. We took care of it. It was probably just three outliers who made it in. Like, it's fine. This is
yeah, but
deal.
He's like, it's not fine. It was an interesting, just that perspective of, he's like, oh, the planet, you know, like this whole race is coming after us. It's like, And the idea, seeing this leadership of, no, this was probably three rogue crazies. Mm-hmm. And Thor's got this warrior mindset, which the king points out. He's like, you are acting like a warrior.
And not
you
a
need
king.
To think
you
like a leader.
Kings keep peace.
And he goes like, at, you know, he's like, we need to go over there.
Loki eggs him on. Loki's like, you're so right. And then Thor gets his fucking band of brothers together and one sister.
We didn't even get to the, well, you can't skip over him going as the king of Asgard.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're not king.
And he's like, bro, you're not king. You weren't turned.
And he's like, fuck you. Like, it's not happening. Let it go.
And then Odin is like, it is expressly forbidden to you, for you to go to Jotunheim, which is
Jotunheim.
Jotunheim.
Which is where the frost giants live. He's like, don't retaliate. I forbid you. And we cut to a scene of Thor being like fucking angry and he flips a whole table of a feast.
Of a feast. I mean, do not waste food like that. Waste whatnot. I'm so hungry.
Yeah. I mean, me too. God. And then we see, so his kind of crew comes in being like,
all right, ride or die. We go with you. He had to convince them. They weren't totally on board, but he had to convince them. And then they did. And then they go to this Bifrost Bridge, which is the mode of transportation in that galaxy. And the guy who guards it is none other than... what's his face? Why am I blanking on his name? The hottest black man in the world.
You're going to set up Idris Elba like that?
Idris
and you're
Elba,
not even
sorry.
Gonna
fucking Idris Elba.
Embarrassing. Okay. And sorry. It is, like you mentioned, you know, he's like, oh, it's so bad. And Loki does go like, yeah, I mean, someone should do something, but like, there's no way to do it without disobeying dad. And
he's like, you know, but it like has to happen.
And that's where he gets like the wild look in his eyes. And he goes with Loki, joins them with the Warriors Three, which is, I didn't fucking know their individual names, but he convinces them like, isn't this what we do this for? And like, aren't you you're the strongest this? And I always supported you.
Yeah.
And it's funny when he says it to the woman, he's like, you know, nobody believed a woman could be one of the fiercest warriors of all time. And who convinced them? Because he's going, who did this? And
who
all the other guys are going,
you?
I was like, yes.
And
yeah,
I
he's
also
like,
did.
Yeah, I was like, who let people know that women could do it? And she's like, I did. I did it by doing it. And he's like, yeah, but I like supported you.
Yeah, yeah.
So they go to the bridge with Idris Elba.
Idris Elba's like, all right, I'll let you pass. And he sends them off.
To Jotunheim and fucking they show up and start fucking shit up.
They don't immediately start fucking shit up. There's a little bit of fucking up. But Laufey, the king of the frost giants, he's like, listen, you guys need to get the fuck out of here. Like, I'm going to let you leave. You have no idea what this is going to do. And as they're walking away, one of the frost giants, or someone said, I can't remember who, to Thor, he goes, go home to your mommy. And then Thor flips his shit. And Thor, you see that, like, the glimmer in his eye, like, oh, it's on, like, Donkey Kong.
Yeah, it's
bitch.
Like that classic, there's always, like, one thing you say to a guy that sets them off, like, in Back to the Future, nobody calls me a chicken. And it's like, why is that such a thing?
Yeah. And in this but one, then it's fucking, go home to your mommy.
But then it's just, like, ass kicking, hammers flying.
And by the way, I had never really, like, totally knew how the hammer works, because, like, I've seen the other movies, but it's like Thor's always like the last superhero. I'm like, the hammer to me is always like this kind of like boring weapon.
Oh, but I think the hammer is so fucking cool.
But to see the hammer in its like vastness in this movie, I was like, oh, that's a fucking dope ass weapon.
Oh, and, yeah, and I think that this scene is built to establish like this
the
hammer is a fucking
yeah.
You it's like you need to see this scene to appreciate the hammer.
So shit pops off.
It's like all of them fighting these frost giants.
They're trying to escape. The group breaks away. Thor's hanging back,
still
fighting.
Still fucking people
the
up.
The frost giant unleashes this huge fucking beast. So Thor
yeah,
has to fight this beast
Laufey. How do you say Laufey? What's the fucking
Laufey.
Frost?
Laufey is the king. Laufey unleashes this fucking giant
frost dog.
So the frost dog takes after the group that's trying to get back to the Bifrost
Bridge. Oh, but here's the other thing. There's like the big hairy guy who's one of the Warriors Three. He gets like one of the frost giants grabs his arm and it burns him. He's like, don't let them touch you. Yeah. And then we see Loki get touched and he doesn't get fucked up. And it's kind of this
nothing
weird,
happens.
Like, wait.
And Loki's like, wait, why didn't I? And the frost guy who touched Loki even looked at Loki like, wait, why aren't you burning?
Why aren't you burning? So they're all making a run for it. And it's like the edge is cut off.
One guy had gotten hurt. And they get to the Bifrost and they're waiting for Thor at the edge so they can open up the Bifrost and get back. And
as they're carrying their friend, and like the dog is like charging toward them. And here's the other thing that's important is that the gatekeeper up at Asgard was like, I will not let you back if it's dangerous to bring you back. Like, basically, like this dog is like, they're not going to get a bridge back if they've got this fucking dog with them.
So this is the part where the hammer fucking, I was like, yes, the hammer. Thor,
the dog
like,
is like
the
encroaching
hammer.
Them.
Well, Thor takes the hammer and like basically explodes the ground, and all of the ground is like wiped out from underneath everybody. And
which
Thor,
honestly,
Thor,
kind of a wild move, because like
wild
you can fucking
move, wild
your
move.
Friends could go flying.
Your
what
friend,
are you doing?
But I think he saw his friends out of the way enough that he was like, "Oh, I can do it now." And then he fucking hammers it. At all the other frost giants fall in. He goes, he can fly through the air. The giant monster thing is about to like get his friends. And then Thor comes flying through the air and
with the hammer
and just breaks through the giant's mouth straight out the back of his head. And he's just fucking dead.
And he fucking drops. And then they're just like, peace out.
Bye. Party's over. But the party's not over. And you'll find out when we come back after this break.
Okay, so they've just killed the dog, and they're thinking, like, we fucking got this. But then all of a sudden, all of the...
They get surrounded by Laufey and a bunch of fucking goons.
Very White Walkery, and it's like...
Uh-oh, we're fucked.
It's literally like Laufey's about to, like, ice stab the fucking... Like, they're about to, like, get fucked up. And then...
And then Odin
that was supposed to be a horse.
Fucking high horse.
I can't do a horse. Literally. And he's, like, trying to, like, talk peace, like...
He's
Laufey,
like, he's like,
on.
This is just a stupid kid. He's like, well, this was a declaration of war, so war it is.
And he's going to pay for them.
And
for
then
the
Laufey goes to stab Odin, and Odin was like, nah, bruh, and like blasts him back, and then immediately like transports everybody through the Bifrost Bridge, and it's over.
Back to Asgard, and it's like, phew, we're safe. Ugh. And then we see fucking Odin with Thor. Loki's also there, but being like, basically being like, how dare you? They get in this argument where like Thor, he calls Thor like immature and not fit to be a king. Thor calls him a fool and an old man. And then Odin's like, okay, well, now I'm fucking stripping you of your powers.
Yeah.
So who's the
strips
fool now,
him of
bitch.
His power, and you see his like armor like fucking melt away, and then
and Loki goes like Loki tries to jump in and go like, Dad, no, like come on, it's just a mistake, but like he gets banished to Earth, which, to circle back to the episode we had previous to this where we talked about exoplanets, just the worst.
The
coming
worst.
From I a mean, highly the, evolved planet, yeah, basically yeah. going to a cow pasture of life. Like, what a nightmare.
It's and, bad. And he ends up, in all, of all places, in the New Mexico fucking desert.
Yeah.
I mean, and if well, you're going to banish someone, that's where you send them.
Like,
New Mexico.
You're going to the worst planet and the worst place on that planet. So that's where we cut to the first scene we saw of these storm chasers. Boom, a man
oh,
hits them,
wait,
and now
also,
we go.
Also, Odin throws the hammer after. So he says,
oh, that's true. He like
he
sends him like,
through the
fuck
portal,
you.
But then he says this thing to the hammer. He says, whoever holds the hammer, if he be worthy, shall possess the power of Thor.
And then he sends it right after him.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, you get this little like.
And we know
okay,
that the,
so
because
he's
of the cutaway.
Dad, he's looking out for him.
We know that from the cutaway from Iron Man 1 when we see the hammer, when the S.H.I.E.L.D. agent is like in the desert in New Mexico, that we know that the hammer ends up somewhere separate from Thor.
Yeah.
Okay, so
I
we cut back to
that.
The scene
right.
where it's the scientists
smashing into
in
Jane
the
Foster's
desert.
Van. Yeah.
And they're like, oh no, we like... need to get him to a doctor. They get him to the doctor. Thor ends up like fucking the place up and escaping. All while this is happening, they get back to the office, the science office where everything is, trying to figure out what the fuck happened. And they look at these pictures that were taken and they see an outline of a human.
Yeah, like they see the storm cloud that was taken and there's literally like, oh fuck, we got to go talk to that
yeah,
guy.
Yeah, yeah. So, Natalie Portman's like, I think I left something at the hospital. And then they go back to the hospital and there's like all this chaos. I love the line where she goes, they're like, well, how are we going to find him? She's like, I don't know. Puts the car in reverse and then hits him in there. She's
and
like,
hits the car.
I'm so sorry. I did this again.
She's like, I swear I'm not doing this on purpose. And so now they have this guy that they like want information from.
Uh-huh. And he keeps speaking in his like weird, like Asgardian speak. And like, he gets to their office and he's like, oh,
I need sustenance.
Is this your realm? Oh, and then they go to a coffee shop. I love when he's in the coffee shop and he's like, this drink is delicious. And then he throws it on the ground and he's like, I'll have another. And she's like, can you just ask for one like a normal person? He's like, but I did. I liked it. I asked for another. She goes, no, just. That was fun.
Yeah, it's just these like very Thor-isms, mm-hmm. you know? So they're basically trying to figure out like what the fuck is this guy's deal? Is he a nut job? What does he know?
By the way, when they get back to the office, the S.H.I.E.L.D. is there confiscating all of the equipment.
Yeah, they come in and like take everything.
Yeah.
So it's like, go fuck yourself. They confiscate their vehicle. So all the research that they have mm-hmm. is basically out the window. And S.H.I.E.L.D. Oh, so we don't know it, but the hammer has, I mean, they don't know.
The hammer landed somewhere.
The hammer has landed somewhere else. A bunch of rednecks have found it and are like doing this very like sword in the stone, trying to like who can get the hammer out. And it's all these like big redneck dudes trying to pull it. We see a truck try to pull it.
And it fucks up the truck.
The back comes
off.
And it's
out.
Stanley cameo there driving the
oh,
truck.
Oh, I was wondering where the Stanley cameo was. I don't remember that. And
yeah,
he's like,
yeah.
Did we get it? And so the scene when they're sitting at the coffee shop, the rednecks are like, they're talking about this satellite or whatever.
They're talking about the satellite and Thor overhears it and is like, where is it? And they're like, it's about 50 miles west of here. And he starts,
he's like, all right, I'm going to go.
He starts walking.
Yeah. He's like, I got to go find a horse.
Yeah. He goes into a pet store and he's like, I need a horse. And they're like, we don't sell horses. We sell birds and cats and dogs. And he's like, all right, give me your biggest one to ride. And that's when like the guy just looks at him like he's nuts. And Natalie Portman comes in and is like, do you just want to ride in my car?
Yeah. But it's just them because Selvig forbade her from, he's like, don't, yeah. just leave him alone, blah, 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 blah.
Oh, yeah, because he's like, you don't know about these S.H.I.E.L.D. guys. He's like, I knew a guy who worked in, he's like one of the top scientists in gamma radiation. Got in touch with these S.H.I.E.L.D. guys and disappeared, which of course is alluding to Bruce Banner,
Hulk.
The Incredible Hulk.
So then the next scene is S.H.I.E.L.D. taking over the site where the hammer landed. And they turned it into this, like, you know, giant scientific, like, thing trying to extract it.
Yeah, it's like a compound of this, like, all these machines trying to figure out what the fuck's going on.
Thor and Natalie Portman show up. And Natalie Portman's like, oh, my God, what are you going to do? Just walk in there and get it? And he's like, yeah.
She's like, are you going to walk in there and then walk out with it? He's like, well, no, I'm going to fly out. And she's like, what?
What are you talking about?
What the fuck? Like, just like, he goes in and she's like, please don't be crazy. Which, like, he's obviously kind of crazy. But he like sneaks in through the fence. There's very much like, oh, there's been a breach. Someone's in here. And then it's like,
he starts fucking
beating the shit out of.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
People, and like he beats his way.
He runs into a big guy who I think is an Avenger character later when he goes, oof, you're a big guy.
Is he? I didn't realize that.
I think that might be an Avenger character. I'm not sure. Maybe somebody in our chat can tell us. But he's like going through everybody like quickly. But he meets this one guy who's like super strong. And he's like, oh, man, you're big. You can fight. And then
ends up getting through him. He gets right up to the satellite. And there's a guy who's like, I've got a shot on him. And we see
We see Hawkeye, but he's a bow and arrow guy. But the head SHIELD agent, I can't remember his name right now. Is Special Agent Coulson is like,
he's like, don't shoot him. I want to see what happens.
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
He's like, something's up here, or like, he's just curious because he's like, obviously this guy has a huge attachment to this thing. We don't know what the fuck it is, and it's emitting all this energy, like that's fucking with all of their technology. And Thor walks up to it like, this is the moment, and grabs it, and then cannot fucking remove it.
And then here's the part that really fucking bugged me. They start putting his hands behind his back. And Thor is just like so despondent. And he's like just sitting there like nothing's happening. And he so willingly just like gave up. And it's
that he's just like,
everything that I've known about him, I'm like, wait, why isn't he still fighting? I was like so devastated and mad. And I just didn't feel like that was right for the character for him to be like that. Anyhow.
Yeah, I mean, he has the moment of being like, argh! But then it's just like, like, I'm fucked. And he kind of like, at this point is like, well, what the fuck is the point? And they then take him and bring him into...
For questioning.
Questioning.
We then do a cutaway to back to Asgard, where his friends are suspecting that perhaps Loki's up to no good.
Yeah. They kind of allude to, like, he's mischievous, but then someone's like, he would never do that. He'd never, like, they were like, maybe he let the, you know, someone had to let the frost giants in. And yeah. And they're like, sneak them in is magic.
Yeah.
Because he does magic.
So then Loki goes and talks to Odin, and Odin tells him, he drops the fucking bomb on him. He's like, yo, Loki. Well, Loki's like, hey, something fucking weird happened when I was in Jotunheim.
He like shows up and he's like, what's the fucking story?
Yeah, he's like, a White Walker touched me and I didn't get fucking burnt. Okay. And he's like, all right, just to let you know, you were actually the son of Laufey. You were like abandoned. And when we were having the big war with Jotunheim back in the day, we saw just like this abandoned baby and we couldn't like just leave you there. So we took you and we raised you as our own child. And he's like, you always played favorites with Thor. I was never your favorite because I was never your child.
Yeah. And he also insinuates that like, oh, you were using me as something like you didn't actually whatever. And he's like, no wonder you could never let a frost giant sit on the throne. Blah, 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 blah.
And then basically
he's screaming at him.
And he has a fucking heart attack and slips into a coma. And they call it the Odin sleep, which is hilarious.
But then it's like interesting because I felt like you see this little bit of like, oh, fuck with Loki. Like he wasn't trying to give his father a heart attack, really.
Yeah.
Like, but.
And then it's like good news for him because he's like, all right, cool. Well, I'm acting king now.
Well, they make him king. But it's like at this point, it's kind of like you know, if you know the story already, you already know. But like watching it, you're like, it's not totally clear if Loki's an antagonist, like if he's actually like the bad guy or what's up. So it's kind of weird. It's like there's this looming sort of something is not right.
Yeah. You can tell he has a lot of fucking emotional baggage and it's probably not going to end well. But then you ultimately realize he's the bad guy when it goes back to Earth where Thor is being questioned by Special Agent Coulson. And he leaves for a second and then Loki just like appears, which I don't fully understand.
Loki's good at like something about his magic. He can like appear and disappear.
Oh, he can also he can assume someone else's form.
That's true.
Because remember he went over to the hammer.
Oh, yeah, no, because he's.
He went over to the hammer and was like trying to pull on the hammer. And I think they just thought he was like a special investigator or something. He was just like.
Or that they didn't see him. He's like, I can never tell with him if it's like, is this an illusion where no one sees him? Does he look like something else? And then now that we're saying this, I'm like, was Special Agent Coulson in there initially or was he pretending to be him? And then he came in after. Because he's like, what do you mean? I just got here or whatever.
Yeah. So and Loki sees Thor and he's like, hey, bro, you can't come back. Dad banished you. And also he's dead. And the only way we're going to have peace, the stipulation of peace between us and Jotunheim is that you never come back.
Yeah. And it's a, he's like, surely you can do something.
Oh, and mom doesn't want you. Yeah. Mom doesn't want you coming back either.
And he's like, I just kind of came to like, tell you sorry and like, whatever. And at this point, like as a viewer, you don't know that you're like, oh my God, their dad's dead. Oh, this is like, it's like something's amiss, but also. Is their dad dead? Like, I don't, it's like, oh fuck, this is serious. And then he disappears and Special Agent Coulson's there and it's like, oh.
And then Coulson comes in, he's like, you have a visitor. And it's fucking Selvig being like, hey, yeah, Thor's, he's actually part of our, that guy's part of our team.
He pretends he's a doctor. He's like, he's just really, you know, a little angry because all of his stuff got taken away.
Oh, and he's angry. Like, Coulson's like, he literally beat up everyone. He's like, bro, steroid rage. He was on steroids.
He's
like,
he's a fitness nut. And so they like look up the identity and then like, they're like, okay, I guess he's clear to go. And he takes him out and we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to tell you, as Paul Harvey would say, the rest of the story. Does anyone remember Paul Harvey? Okay, nope. We'll be right back.
Okay, we're back. So Selvig now has Thor, and he's telling Thor he needs to fucking hit the road. And they go to a bar. And by the way, Coulson is like, hey, when Selvig was leaving with Thor, Coulson's like, stay out of a bar. And then Thor's like, where
he's
are
like,
we going?
Of course.
He's like, to a bar. So they're there. He's like, she's like, listen, you got to hit the road. You got to get out of here. You know, whatever.
This is bad.
He's like, but before we go, let's chug Boilermakers. Because that's
Boiler
how
makers,
you say goodbye
yeah.
in New Mexico. That's just what happens.
Alcoholism and meth. That's all they have. And aliens.
And Selvig, because he's a fucking lightweight bitch, gets fucking hammered. And then Thor carries him back to this trailer where...
It's like an RV where they like...
Live?
It's like
I didn't understand the whole
thing. It's probably
situation.
Like their field housing. It's like when they go out of the city or whatever. Mm-hmm. But like, he goes back there where Natalie Portman is. And this guy's like drunk and like it's...
And then he and Natalie Portman end up talking and like cuddling outside under the stars, blah, blah, blah. And he like tells her everything about like the nine realms and the Bifrost Bridge. And she's like, oh my God, I thought that was the Einstein-Rosen Bridge. There was a wormhole, but it's actually like a real bridge. Oh my God, I've been researching this.
Yeah, it's like, oh, he had stolen back her notebook too. And he's like, you're actually like really like close to what it is. And he talks about how like, you know, magic and science are kind of one and the same where he's from. Mm-hmm. We go back to Loki going to Jotunheim. So Loki goes to Jotunheim and approaches Laufey, who like, I don't know if it's ever clear to Laufey that this is his kid. Like, does he know? I have no idea. But he is striking up a deal with Laufey. So he goes, I will let you in to Asgard, and then you have to kill Odin, which will make me king. And you'll get to kill him, like, right there in his sleep. And it's kind of just like this side plot point. But then Loki unleashes
the destroyer to go to
Earth. Yeah, the Gollum-y, the destroyer.
Oh, by the way, before he froze, before he froze Heimdall.
Oh, we haven't even talked about that yet.
Thor's crew went down to Earth to bring back Thor.
Yeah, so like they went to Heimdall, and because Loki went to Heimdall and he's like, no one can leave here. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm the king. I am the acting king. You are not allowed to let anyone leave, which was kind of like, don't let Thor's friends out. Mm-hmm. But Heimdall, smart guy, is aware that like something is amiss.
Amiss.
So and when he conveniently
leaves the station.
Yeah. And they go down to Earth, which he will then pay for because Loki does completely freeze him. But Loki sends the destroyer that we saw way earlier at the beginning when the Frost Giants came into Asgard. He sends that to Earth to fucking get rid of Thor. Like, we're going to get rid of Thor and his people. So this thing fucking comes slamming down to Earth.
Mm-hmm. And by the way, when Thor's friends show up, he's like in the lab with like Natalie Portman and like whatever. And they're all like, his crew is like walking through this New Mexico town and they're like futuristic get-ups. And what did somebody say? Is there a Renaissance fair?
Yeah, no, it is like they're from like their technology is advanced, but their outfits are very like medieval times.
Yeah.
So it's like, what the fuck is happening? And then he sees them. It's like, oh my God.
He's like, my friends. Look. And, you know, they're all like, you know, he's like, this is this person. This is this person. And she's like, wait, these are really your friends? It's crazy.
Yeah. And they go, we've come to take you home. And he's like, I can't go home. You know, Loki told me that my dad's dead. And they're like, your dad's not dead.
And then he learns about like what fucking bullshit.
Yeah. And it's like, oh, the wheels start turning, like something is fucking up. Then this like thing.
Destroyer gets there and he's like, everybody get out of town. We got to go after this guy. So this huge fight ensues with his crew and him and whatever. And he basically is like, I need to be the one who like vanquishes this like big destroyer guy. Everybody get back.
And he's essentially sacrificing himself.
And he's like, listen, don't do this. Like if... You know, don't hurt these people. They're innocent. Just fucking kill me instead. So he fucking bashes him. And, you know, Natalie Portman runs over to his body. And she's like, no. And he fucking dies.
Yeah. Or he's laying there like dying. And then all of a sudden, because he's sacrificed himself.
Back in Asgard, Odin, who's in his Odin sleep. A little
we
fucking
see
a baby tear. Because he realizes like, oh my God, my son, Thor, he is the one who's worthy of the power of the hammer. And then that awakens the hammer. And the hammer's like jiggling. And like all the scientists at the crater that the hammer left, they're like, there's a power surge. Something's going on. And then all of a sudden the hammer just goes ripping through the air to Thor.
Yeah, it just comes flying through to him. And then we see Thor become Thor, kick this thing's ass. And of course, all the scientists are like, oh, like this is not and especially the male scientist, Eric or whatever, had mentioned like, oh, the lore. Oh, those are stories I got told as a kid. He's like, oh, my God, is this fucking real?
And so he kills the fucking giant destroyer dude. Like Natalie Portman is like, oh my God. And he's like, I have to go back to Asgard, you know, to take care of things. And he like pulls her in and he's like, I will come back for you. This I promise.
I promise. And then they just like suck each other's faces off and then he flies
off. Well, he kisses her hand and she was like, wait, you're gonna just kiss my hand? No.
And she's like, you might not come back. I mean, I think it's implied here. They make out. They fucked. Right there in the street.
But they,
you don't see it,
their
but they
kiss,
did.
There was penetration down below. They did not show the penetration. But that kiss was physically one of the most awkward kisses I've ever had to watch on television screen. I can't believe
really?
It was so, I was like, she's kissing his lower lip. Like, it didn't even line up. It was weird. Anyhow.
Oh, I didn't think anything of it. I just was like, that's just two people kissing
I always judge people kissing in shit.
What is that like from an acting standpoint?
Yeah,
or from like a horny kissing
is like both because I'm horny and kissing and acting is like a really
hard thing. I almost think that like first kisses are awkward sometimes. You don't know the person's rhythm. You know?
But like also like I don't know. That is true. Anywho,
so what are you supposed to do when you're trying to act but you're like coming in your pants because you're making out with Chris Hemsworth? You're just like,
I mean, I could easily fucking fake it for him. Anyway, so they go back up the Bifrost. And what's happening Bifrost. Back in Asgard, Bifrost, the Bitfrost. Bitcoin. I was making it a Bitcoin. Back in Asgard, the fucking ice giants
have been brought in.
And they're invading, okay? And so fucking Thor gets back there, uses his hammer, and like, you know, we're in the room where Odin is in his Odin sleep, and Loki is there.
We don't know Loki's there.
No. Well, Loki comes up with the.
He doesn't come in with Laufey. All of a sudden, frost giants come in, and like Laufey's standing over him, and he's like, "I've been told you're aware of what's going on. I'm gonna kill you. It's gonna be at the hand of me." He holds up the thing, and then all of a sudden, he gets killed. And I thought it was gonna be Thor.
Laufey.
The first time I saw it
was Loki. It's
Loki. And it's like, oh, he set up this whole thing to look like a hero in his father's eyes.
And then the mom is there.
Like,
who's
next
Rene
level
Russo,
crazy.
I think. Is that Rene Russo? Guys, chime in and let us know. Rene Russo's like, oh my God, Loki. And then fucking Thor shows up.
And he's like
drops the fucking truth bomb on his mom.
Literally, yeah. She's like, thank God you came back. And he's like, your son fucking lied to you.
He orchestrated this whole thing. He's the bad guy. Blah, 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 blah. And then they start like fucking, they go into a huge fight between Loki and Thor.
So the real battle is like these two brothers, and you see like Loki like disappearing and Thor throwing the hammer and like.
That was pretty cool because I didn't know the extent, because Loki walks around with that staff thing.
Yeah, and it's fucking.
By the way, which is very reminiscent of the
Jafar?
Jafar, oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Very Jafar-ish. And then he also has this, he's able to multiply, so you don't know which one's the real one, but like.
Yeah, he makes almost like holograms of himself, so you don't know. Because we saw that briefly before when he was fighting the Frost Giants initially. We saw him get stabbed, but then it was actually just a hologram and he killed the Frost Giant. It happens really fast in that early fight scene.
Yeah, uh-huh. Oh, and then what we. Loki was like, we're going to destroy Jotunheim. And Thor's like, what are you doing? No. He's like, what? You wanted to destroy them before? He's like, just leave it alone.
And then he's basically like, when did you become such a fucking pussy?
Yeah. And then Loki like directs this like beam that's in the Bifrost to like destroy their planet and puts it on autopilot and like
Jotunheim.
It,
he's so- like, we're going to blow it all up, yeah. Which is like very like, what are you doing?
And so they're fighting, they're on the bridge, Thor takes his hammer and pins Loki down, which is like a thing you can do, which is
yeah,
really
it's
cool.
Such a, because no one can lift his hammer, so yeah. He pins him, and he starts walking, it's all this wind, he's like walking toward trying to shut
he's
off.
Like, and Loki's like, ha, ha 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 ha, you can never shut it off, and then Thor's like, oh, I know how I can, and then Thor summons his hammer and fucking
starts beating the bridge like he's gonna just sever it, and Loki, who had already made fun of him for being like, oh my God, you're into that girl from Earth, is like, you're never gonna be able to see her again, but like trying to like stop him,
uh-huh, and he's like, no, this is the only way to go. And before he like hammers the bridge for the last time, he's like, I'm sorry, Penelope, I don't know, I can't remember
Jane,
what her name was.
Her name's
I'm
Jane.
Sorry, Jane, and he fucking and hammers he just, like, it and the Bifrost falls like into the abyss, and the beam that was being fired at Jotunheim goes away, and
you see it like fall into like presumably the direction of Jotunheim, or like and then they end up, Odin comes out, Odin's like awakened.
Yeah, Odin comes out. I can't remember,
I just remember the ending scene where they're like hanging, I guess, when it all breaks off.
Something breaks off, and then Odin appears, and he like he grabs Thor's hand. And
yeah,
then
like they're about to
Thor
fall
is
off.
Holding Loki,
he's holding the staff, and Loki's holding the end of the staff.
Yeah, and Thor's like, and the dad's like, "Come on, blah blah blah."
Like he's trying to save both of them, and like Loki's like looking up at them holding the staff, and I don't know. I don't remember what the fuck Odin says. I just remember there's this very like moment of how we like.
It was a moment of the dad being like, it's okay, everything's okay.
Of being a dad, and it's like, just come back up here, we can like fix this.
Yeah.
And then Loki just fucking lets go of the thing and falls back into the abyss toward
and
like this
we
craft
don't know
of everything
going.
Falling. We don't know, like presumably dead, Loki's gone. And we just see like Thor like, no, being held. His dad's holding his fucking feet too.
Yeah.
Like,
and also, the bridge back to Jane is gone now, and Jane is on, standing on the ground waiting for him to come back, and the whole sky like clears up and
clears up because you can see
the Bifrost is gone. So she's like,
yeah, it's like had been chaos in the sky, and then it's just fucking gone. So like, is it gone forever? What's she feeling? And it's sort of like we get this ending of, you know, Thor apologizing to his father, and this kind of like, his father realizes like Thor has learned and is like ready to be a king and like, you know, has matured in this span of time. And we see, was this the button Thor talking to Heimdall?
Well, no.
Heimdall.
No, the button was something else. Well, we first see that back on Earth, Jane is hired by S.H.I.E.L.D. to help.
Oh yeah. And so is Darcy for some fucking reason.
So they're now involved in that. Same thing with Selvig. And then,
which maybe is a nugget for later. We don't know.
And then, Heimdall, he talks to Heimdall at some point.
Who is the gatekeeper who, like, we didn't really say this before, but if you don't know, which you probably do know if you're listening to this, but, like, Heimdall can, like, hear what's going on in the other realms. Uh-huh. He's, like, connected. For some reason, he's able to, like, look in on people. And so Thor is, like, you know, can you see her? And he's, like, yeah, she has never stopped looking for you. She, like, keeps, I'm going to cry.
Oh, by the way, forgot to mention, before Thor took off and went back to Asgard, he said to the Agent Coulson, he was like, listen, give Jane all of her equipment, her research, everything.
Yeah.
And then, and Coulson's like, but, you know, will you work for us? Will you work for S.H.I.E.L.D.? And he's like, yes, I'll work for you.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
And then, okay, so that was before that. The ending was Heimdall being like, yeah, she's looking for you. Ends.
Yeah.
Then there's roll credits, da-da-da, at the end.
We cut to Nick Fury again.
Selvig is talking to Fury, and he shows him the Tesseract.
The
energy thing. It's a case. It's in a silver case, and it's unlimited power.
Yeah. So he's showing him this thing. It's like the reminiscent of the thing at the beginning, right?
Mm-hmm.
And basically kind of like explaining or showing him. And Loki appears in the scene, but they don't see him. So we're like, oh, fuck, Loki's alive. And now he's like going toward this thing.
And Loki is now controlling Selvig. So Selvig says, you know, Fury's like, here's this thing. And then Selvig's like, well, I guess it's worth a look. And then you see Loki repeat, I guess it's worth a look, standing next to him. And you can tell he's being controlled.
Oh, I don't think he's being controlled. I thought he was just like, is that really what that is?
Yeah,
I thought it was him going.
He's being controlled by him.
I thought it was just him. Wow, I'm so dumb. You're right. Okay. Well, I thought it was him like either being him or just like agreeing. Whatever.
He was under
but
his
the
control.
Point is, yeah. The point is, Loki's still out there. Thor is cut off from Earth. It seems like Loki maybe fell to Earth.
Yeah, he
made
it to
Earth. That's where Thor ends. What are your thoughts? What do you?
I really love this. There was like at the beginning, I was kind of like the whole storm chasing scene. I was like, oh, this is so unnecessarily long. Like, it just we didn't, you know, they needed to establish who they were, so they had to have like the beginning thing. But it was just like there was some stuff that was just like, why are we doing this? I love all the scenes where Thor is like still stuck in his Thor ways and like talking to people on Earth. Like that's
and
just
trying to be
so
human,
comical
yeah.
to me.
I think they dig more into that. Like by the time Ragnarok came, they really like let him get silly with stuff.
Yeah.
And like, I'm excited for that. I had forgotten this one. And I heard from more than one person when I told them we were doing Thor, they're like, oh, that first one sucks. But like, I liked it. But also Thor's so hot.
So, I mean, there were moments where I was just like, he was like just walking around with no shirt on when they like went, when they broke him out of the lab and they like brought him back. And he's like just he's in jeans, just like shirtless. And he's just got this like thick ass and thighs and like his jeans are just, there's no belt and they're just staying up. And I'm like, and then he's just the fucking V body. It's just,
his body is
fucking built like that. It's
he
wild.
Is a god. Like it's fucking, I want to know if that was all his body or if there was like a little bit of airbrushing and makeup, because like he's
It is crazy how good his body is. Like,
it is unreal.
It is un-fucking real.
Like, what did he grow up eating that he became this giant chiseled man?
Has he ever eaten anything bad?
I got something bad for him to eat.
Yeah. Oh, fucking eat this rotten pussy.
Anyway, on that note, listen, that's Thor. That's it. Captain America's next. We've seen small allusions to Captain America. I think we saw, you know, like a little shield of his with Tony Stark and a mention of him. I believe in Incredible Hulk, they talked about like the soldier technology. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so Captain America also very hot. That's the whole Marvel season is us just like talking about how hot everyone is.
Everybody's fucking
hot. Two filthy nerds. We're just here for their V's and their weenies. And then Avengers, and we're fucking chugging along. I hope you guys are liking it. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you want more of by finding us on Instagram, on Twitter, on Facebook at Two Filthy Nerds. You can also follow the podcast there. Subscribe and leave a rating and review wherever you're listening to this, please. And if you want to support us a little bit more, patreon.com/twofilthynerds. You can be in the live studio audience. You can come to movie watches depending on your level. We're taking a group field trip to Universal Studios next year. You'll be invited to that and more. And we also have a Facebook group, Fellowship of the Filthy Nerds. Go over there, join. Funny memes, funny conversations. We're having fun here. And that's it. That's Thor.
God, that was so good. Ugh.
We're gonna go lay the hammer elsewhere. We love you guys, and until next time, filth on, you filthy nerds.
Bye.
This has been a Two Filthy Nerds production.